Good morning, RHDD. It's Friday, June 20th, and I'm coming to you from Zanesville this morning. So what's on your to-do list? Let me see if I can guess at a couple. I'll bet someone is going to run a report on the Newark Road home and see if we're over in miles. I'll bet someone is going to have to double-check next week's schedules to make sure that there aren't any holes you might have overlooked. You're probably doing that right now. Someone is going to check a new hire packet and see if so-and-so turned in their insurance proof yet. And let's not forget the one of us who's getting married this weekend. I'll bet you she's got one heck of a to-do list still. All those things are important, and I don't want to say that there aren't. But they're just chores. As you tick things off your to-do list, make sure that you're doing so with thoughtfulness and compassion for the people around you. It's so easy to get caught up in our own trouble that we forget how we might be interfering with other people trying to tick things off their to-do list. My to-do list is pretty straightforward these days. Today and every day, I want to create a culture that embraces hope, trust, stability, and compassion. All those other chores I'm responsible for are written very carefully in a notepad that I hold very near and dear to me so I don't forget any of them. But the most important things on my to-do list, I choose to live, eat, and sleep. It's my goal. It's my deep-down to-do list that every day I make a serious effort to create a culture that embraces hope, trust, stability, and compassion. I hope I'm hitting the mark. I'm trying, and I'll continue to try every day. Do you have a deep-down to-do list? Make one. Make one that's positive and will inspire people all around you to make a deep-down to-do list that's positive and inspiring. See how that can go? It's infinite, the possibilities. We can make a difference. We only have to try. Have a great weekend, RHDD, and I'll see you Monday.